Nina Blackwood's Absolutely 80s
Spotlight.
Hello there, it's Nina Blackwood, and in today's Absolutely 80s Spotlight, watch out, Donald Trump. Bono and the Edge have become hotel property overlords. We'll tell you about that next.
All across the U.S., people are hearing this. And once people hear it, they break into a dance and head to their nearest Staples store. Why? Here's a woman doing the shopping cart dance in her dorm room. Why are you dancing?
I just got 110% price match guarantee at Staples on all the things I buy the most!
I see you're excited, but shouldn't we turn the music down? Your roommate's sleeping.
She sleeps through anything!
Well, there you have it. Staples. This back to school, make more happen for less. Find a lower price on a new identical item, show us the lower price at checkout, and we'll match it and discount it by 10% of the difference. N97, see store or staples.com for details.
Hi, I'm Bruce Fabrizio, inventor of Simple Green. I have 6 dogs at home that are my constant companions. My family and I love them, even when they make messes. To eliminate that problem, we use nothing but Simple Green. Keep your pet's environment healthy without sacrificing the quality of your cleaning. Try Simple Green today. If you aren't 100% satisfied, I'll give you your money back. Visit us at simplegreen.com.
Simple Green, Simple Green.
Nina Blackwood's
Absolutely 80s.
Spotlight.
Bono and the Edge's 4-year legal battle to gut and drastically expand their old-fashioned Dublin hotel, the Clarence, has ended in their favor. The work on the new futuristic landmark will cost $235 million and triple the number of rooms to 166. You know, I always find it cool when musicians get into that sort of thing, restaurants and such, expanding their horizons. Anyway, here we go with Where the Streets Have No Name, U2, on today's Absolutely 80s Spotlight.